Çalışmaz abi, böyle yakın bir şey yapıyor. Kız konuşmaz da ne alışıyor, basıyor, şu sağ ol. Okay, so today we'll continue packing your aleph, and then we'll have Chumash, and 30, we'll have Milcha. This Sunday is the first Sunday, so we're going to go back. Jacob, you give out the packets on the covers on the Shabbos series that we've been doing before. Then we got on to Hanukkah, and it was very good. But we'll go back to that. So we're about to pack in them Aleph and the covers on the Shabbos series. And so this starts this Sunday. We start again at from 11 to 12 this year. Okay, so we were talking about Yediyah Kariyah, about Kiddushin. It really starts with the discussion of Chol of Yisrael, of Yediyah Kariyah, where Moshe wanted to discuss the idea of that could be good enough for Chol of Yisrael. So the question at hand, now Yediyah Kariyah, we discussed whether it works by Kiddushin or not. That was also a discussion. But now let's go back to Chol of Yisrael. There's a tshuva on page 20, 21, etc., by the Chelkas Yaakov from Switzerland, and Reb Reisch from Switzerland. And he has a tshuva on this topic of why we should or should not follow Yediyah for this. There was, on one hand, you could say, look, if you could say you could follow it for the rices, according to some opinions we said, even by Kedushin, so then why can't we follow it by Chol of Yisrael? So what's that all about? So that's page 21. Chelkas Yaakov is one of the big poskim from Switzerland. So let's take a look on page 21. It's in the Shut Chelkas Yaakov, Yerideya, Siman Lamedalet. So he says, Firmos HaGdolos, of the companies, the big companies, Bartzos HaBrish, Shechaim, they have rules from the government. Shalol Arev Chalav, right? Those are the rules. The Yanchu Gam Yizkiru, if they get caught, they could close them down. Im Yesh Lahatir B'Kagav Lismoch Al Rav before some Sham. He's referring to Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's the Rav Mefursim Sham. Shadaito notel hatir. He permits it. The time of an imuka came at the mirtasi ma'od la'arev. Yishmach godol mirtasi means they're very frightened to put something else in, you know. Yishmach godol hatir av below shitas aprichadosh. Right, we saw that the Prichadosh had a discussion if there's no chalav in the vicinity, right? Chalav told me in the vicinity it should be okay, but even without that, even if there was, but since they have these government laws, Mishum Iker, the idea brewer had a career mamish Prichadosh Shavuos, and he says Isa Betosis Yivamus. Hashem Yesh Mefarshim Gam L'Inyan Re'iyas Bezdim L'Tvilas Ger. So what does Tosa say there about if you have, you want to give me a Gemara Yevamos, I'll read it to you for a second. It's a fascinating. Thank you. So on Menachem and Beis in the Tosfos, so the Gemara has a case like this. That we say a woman who doesn't have a carry by a so a woman was a question whether she was Jewish or not. And they said, well, doesn't she go to the mikveh for when she's an Eda? Milo Tovla Lidusa. So if she's gonna go anyway to the mikveh for the Nida, maybe that could count for the Geiris. So Tosfos says, but don't you need a Beis Din for that? So Tosfos says, well, everyone knows she goes to the, she's a from Jew, and then she observes Taras and Mishpacha, so they know they go. She goes to the mikveh. So even though there's not a Beis Din at the mikveh there, but since there's a knowledge that she goes to the mikveh. Which, you know, for the from Jews do. So that could be the Beis Din, the Yediyah. In other words, till now, we've talked about to have Eide Yediyah for Eide Kedusha. Now we're talking about that when we need a Beis Din, maybe the Beis Din doesn't, in other words, you have to do something in front of the Beis Din. Maybe if the Beis Din's not there and seeing, but the Yediyah of the Beis Din maybe is sufficient. So since the Beis Din knows the from lady goes to the mikveh, so maybe that could count as the Beis Din for Geiris. So he says, so this is another idea that we haven't seen so far in the Gemara in Yevamos on Mempeim and Beis and the Tosfos Milo Tavla, that the knowledge of Beis Din could also be a sufficient knowledge. And if you have to do so, just like if you have to Mekadosh and Ish in front of Edim, so the idea could be good. So maybe also if you have to Megayer in front of the Beis Din, so maybe idea could also be good in that. So that's what Tosfos say. One of his terutzim. One terutz is maybe you don't need a Beis Din for the tefillah. But the other thing he says is that that the idea of the Beis Din is kiriyah, and therefore that would be good for the geirus. So Rav Breish is saying over here that Rav Breish is saying that he says Gedolomizu, even greater than this, we find. I mean, even greater than Yediyah by Mama. We find Mamish to make someone a ger. You know, that's pretty make someone a ger, we're gonna rely on the Beis Din who never saw the tefillah, but assumes that there was a tefillah. Right? Like Jonah said, assumptions. Zeged Anan Sadi, Shemitzin B'Habri Mekobos, Favli Inyan Kedushin. right? That we talked about. Filu shelo ro rachayichud havikaro habia, right? Like Kedusha Kesef, we say that even if they didn't see the actual bia, now says Heishu sees kibura. Av l'chay v'misa l'hab habola achar kacha ol inyusholoi yitav suba kedusha acheru. Yosef is a daf anan tzadi pachas mizek nechazak eino demosa bilos bilos dos. In other words, and they didn't see the bia, but more than that, how do they know that the bia was l'shem kedushin? So that's only based on a chazaka. So, but you don't know that for sure. You didn't discuss it with them. You don't know. But all what Jonah said, all these assumptions are assumed, and therefore it makes it good. So then, why can't you say the same thing by Chol of Yisrael? So until now we saw by Kedusha. Now we're saying even by Geirus, by the mikvah for a lady. We know she goes to the mikvah, so that's the bezdin, the knowledge that she goes to the mikvah, even though there was. Well, he says like this. That was the case. Yeah. He says like this. Avdi the Rav Chiya bar Ami Atulay Lahu Bavoros Kachavim L'Shem Intisa. So there was a woman that went to the mikveh, and the Gemara says it was a bar Amri Asamul Milo Tavlo L'Medusa. In other words, we have no knowledge that there was a bezdin. They had what they said, but the woman is carrying herself like a frum Jew. So that means that she goes to the mikveh. That's the assumption. And therefore, we need. You want to say there was no formal bezdin, or at least we have no documentation about it. So, but
yeah, no, it seems a little bit strange. I'm saying the process, the normal part, I mean, the Gemara doesn't, I'm trying to look it up, it doesn't say why normally there are any.
No, but he's saying that. But who's other car law?
Bar? The point is that she goes to the mikvah anyways. Okay. She wasn't going for Gairos.
She thinks that
she's Jewish. She thinks that she's Jewish. If she goes to the mikveh regularly, now it turns out there's something in the lineage or whatever it is, and for some reason, Mark died. Now we say that her going to the mikveh is considered good enough because
she's going for a Jewish purpose to the mikveh. So
right.
That's.
And so there's the idea.
And there's the idea. Rav, then you shall allah tzricha get me a sheni v'tan shalom mir v'gidil v'says. Yeah. So still it's counted as the idea. So he says, so then, therefore, what's the, so is that a good enough riot? So he says, on page 21, he says, Mavur lehedi brahma, Yerodeya, right? If you didn't see, you can't have the milk. And And we said maybe it's called a Dover Sheva Minyan. Where there was no Tamei Be'edro, there was no, still you need to see it. So why is that? Why is it? Why, in other words, he's claiming that maybe it doesn't work for Chol of Yisrael. So why not? If it could work for Geirus, if it could work for Kedushin, why can't it work for Chol of Yisrael? And he says, page 22, third line. Lorotu Chazal l'smoch al yediyah or umdada, v'atam evsher came in the cholov whom ikrei mezono shel odom v'hami shimish tadiri shavutim shachmir Chazal medover hatadiri. That what? It was, that's part of a person's life, is to drink milk. So he says sometimes.
So therefore,
they
were more
machmer.
Eat every day.
Right. So therefore, what?
I don't understand.
Well, things that we do on a regular basis.
Why should we be more machmer than?
No.
It's not that. It's like it's in the same thing. You see that, you know.
Frequency. Right. So. Yeah, he writes more about it here on page 23, the second arrow. It says, "V'efshar zetam b'loron to Chazal la'atirak b'Yisrael re'ev lo b'diyusam came to members of Gvulam Agdar malikro yidia brura malikro umda noheim metushtoshim." Whereas whenever you talk in the, because if you're already out of the realm of seeing something, so then everything becomes very vague. You know, how much idea do you need? You know, circumstantial. Once you're not, if you require something to see, it sees. Everything outside of that just becomes very vague. Same idea. Once we don't, Ria is very much defined. So the Chazal made this Gezeira, Ria Mamish.
I mean, that's very applied to the entire circuit. All of the pieces that you're here.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the E is better than.
Right. So that's what he writes over here, page 25, the first arrow. It came, Nachzol Didon. Even though there's no non-kosher animal in his corral. So of course it's from kosher. And even if he's making cheese out of it, and we know that if you make cheese, it has to be from kosher milk, or else it's not going to become cheese. So, and yet we still, so there's a very strong chance that it's not Chol of Tomei, because you're making, even for cheese, we say you need Yisrael Ro'eyu. So even though there's a big umdana, The Vade Lord of Rudu Zem, we had Rav Shimon ben Shetach, Ocher ben Hagimolim, Dugan, the Baskin, Krabon of Lok, from Loza, Loavizu, Yudil, Chayav, Lom, Demon, Omus, Loni, and Foshus. There was, if you're saying that the case of the Gamal, that was Ocher ben Hagimolim, that one Gamal was getting very wild, and then we saw another Gamal dead. So it's very likely that the wild Gamal was the one that killed it. And whoever is the owner of that wild Gamal is going to have to pay. And yet, we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that that's good enough. In other words, we don't make the owner of the wild animal pay because we say that's not good enough. It means their opinion, the Gemara says we do. But we don't paskin like their opinion. That's not good enough idea. So the fact that he's going to get caught. Now, unfortunately, in this world, people do things where they can get caught, but they still think they're going to get away with it. So it's not necessarily, right? In other words, we've seen in life, people, there was different scandals that went on, and people thought they would never get caught, and they got caught. So you're right. Normal people would say, I don't want to get caught. But there's still some people in the world who will say, you know, I won't get caught. And when they have enough of the Yetzirah to do it for money, and they say they won't get caught.
He also said last month that some people thought there was never a milk scandal.
Right.
A popper scandal in like the 120 years of FDA.
Yeah, right, poppers? There was no milk scandals.
Not looking to find on Google.
Not looking to find on Google. But you can't get find on Google, but Allah is like Google. Yeah, so there are different levels of yediyah. And so who knows how much yediyah you need.
Yeah.
Like
the argument of
Kadir
is like,
I mean, that's
strong.
No, but that's not the main point. The main point is that he feels that the umdan is not good enough.
Yeah, phenomenon, but how does that apply?
And therefore, things that are happening so often, since it's likely that there's a problem here. So we don't want you to mess up on such a. If you're going to do it every day, we don't want you to be eating kalav tameh every day. It's a common thing, so we don't want you to.
So we're saying it's not house.
So you say it's a common thing, and then therefore the imdun is not so great. So it could be that they're lying. Ah, they'll get closed up. So, but some people. You know, as we see in the world, some people are willing to risk it, and some, I'm sure there's some people that are willing to risk it and are still cheating the oil. Yeah. And we're not going to find out about this till who knows 30 years from now, that whatever. And some people, hopefully not, but
since it happens so frequently,
right?
Just the one person that has a shot today. All right, well, what's the onesh for eating
chol vakum? Well, the eating chol vakum is makimosu makas mardus.
Makas, but if somebody is not in the gyre and they keep Shabbos, the chayv misa.
Yeah.
So, like, how are we weighing the gravity?
No, we're weighing the gravity of the person, not the person who's drinking the chol vakum, the person who is making. The chalav is milking the animals, and going to tell people that it's from cow's milk and it's really from pig's milk, and the pig's milk he can get for much cheaper. That's why he's telling everyone that, and therefore he's giving people pig's milk at the price of cow's milk, and that's why he's doing that. Now, if we'll get caught, they'll But he's told about he didn't get caught. He's still willing to go along with it. So basically, he's saying that the umbra itself is not so foolproof. So if it's not so foolproof, so Chazal can't, you know, they have to put their
risk of like ultimate violation. Like, it happens in frequency insert is much higher than something that doesn't occur as much. But there they're going to require a year.
Yeah.
Because this person might be constantly violating, you know, the Rama.
Right.
So the idea wasn't enough for that.
Yeah.
That's the argument.
And we don't want to rely on Yediyah because Yediyahs are not always so foolproof.
Yeah.
And therefore, it could be. Okay. That's what I was. Okay. So Monday we'll finish it up, and then we have one thing from the Vilna Gaon I want to show you, and then we'll go on to the next packet, which is, are you allowed to violate an Issa d'Rabbanan of Chol of Akum, say, assuming that there's no heter, but the person's chola. So say he holds that Chol of Akum, unless you get Chol of Yisrael, it's Mam Chosim Medina, like the sheet is like that. But he's sick. He needs milk. That was the shot I got this summer. The woman was in camp. She was in a modern Orthodox camp, which wasn't serving Chol of Yisrael. She was pregnant. And so the shayla is, when you give her a heter to drink the, you know, again, there are coolers that maybe it's okay, but even assuming it's not okay, maybe she should be mutter based on that it's mutter for, that it's only nisa d'rabbana. And it's for a chayla, usually for a chayla we permit amir al-akum for a chayla, right? For a chayla we permit different things for a chayla. So maybe we permit chalaf Stam, even if Chol Stam is not a good heter, maybe we'll still permit. So that's the next packet. Okay, 2-minute break, and then we'll do Chumash.